Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Good morning, all. You know, I've been actually chuckling all morning with the news coming out with last night's dinner with Trump and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And I've got to say, I'm pretty good at reading people. I can't read Donald Trump. I think he's brilliant, and I think he's shrewd. And I think he has in the back of his mind how to at least come out looking good. You see, Donald Trump has two objectives here. He wants to do what's best for America, which is I'll stick by him till the end. And who knows, the end may be coming. I don't know. And the other objective is that he makes sure that all the attention is on him. You know, he sucked. Talk about sucking out the swamp. He sucked out all of the energy from all of those who oppose him. Because all you have to do is go back to the primaries, and you'll see what he did to 17 other candidates. You know, a lot of them really veteran politicians. And now you look, and you see what he's doing here in Washington, and a lot of people are befuddled. And I think a lot of this is predicated on ideology. He doesn't really, he has a conservative bent. But I, you know, as you saw when he ran prior to the years he ran for president, his ideology was more to the left than the right. And there were a lot of people who were flabbergasted. I mean, like that idiot, that fool, that criminal, Hillary Clinton. She is so deaf to the signals going on. She can't figure it out. Now, it's interesting because this brings her back into the spotlight with her stupid book, which I don't want and I don't want to read, and makes Trump have a diversion. I just wonder, is this the time to alienate some people and ingratiate others, but do the right thing and have Jeff Sessions lock her up? She's so evil and so disconnected. And I'm not going back just to the left. I'm going back 25 years. The lady's 69 years old. And she's still out there. Who's she kidding? She's not running for office. Give me a break. She's running for office. She'll run for dog catcher if she has to. But meanwhile, back on the ranch. What happened last night? Dinner with Pelosi and Schumer, and, you know, Trump can get, they can all do it. They just insult each other mercilessly. That's politics, the game of no respect. And then there they are, arm in arm, sitting and having a great dinner together. I mean, people say, I don't understand it. It's easy to understand. It's called politics. They may not sit and dine together like they did in the days of Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill, But let me tell you honestly, when they share the same goal, you may not see it in public, but it's there. And when they don't share the same goal, you can't hide it. And I'm referring to a primary cause of all of these problems, and that's Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. How to get them out of office, because they have absolutely wrecked the Republican Party. Because when you think about it, and I have no love for the Republican Party, but there isn't, why isn't there a mass uprising against them and saying, look, you know, we've had all this time in control of the House and Senate and now the presidency. No results. No repeal. No replace of Obamacare. And it goes on and on. No solution to any of the other problems that Trump said he'd bring to this administration, and he'd love to. So what Trump has decided to do, in terms of what I think, is to throw a wrench into the deal here. And when I say befriend, you can put it in quotes, befriend the Democrat establishment and reach out to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Now, you know they had their dose of Rolaids both before and after the dinner. They can't stand Donald Trump. But you know what it is? For you people out there listening, how many of you have jobs where you go in and you can't stand your boss? You can't protest every day. You have a decision to make. So you make the decision. And here's the way to make the decision. You make it. A little different for Trump because he can do whatever he wants. And then what you do is pretend to ally yourself with those members. Now, last night after the dinner, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer came out declaring victory. And I just want to add in, how can a minority party that's lost over 1,000 different elected officials, how can they be in control? I don't know. I don't know who said it, Cal Thomas or one of the other great journalists. I don't know. It's a mystery to me, and I think the answer is the schism between Trump and Congress, because those rhinos, those do-nothing Republicans, they refuse to work with Trump. You know, you talked about how Congress refused to work with Barack Obama. This Congress won't work with Trump. And you go right to the top, and it's Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, and there's no way that they will make the full concession other than in public speeches to phony it up by talking about how they support Trump and he made this brilliant move and that, and then they go behind closed doors and the stabbing continues. So you want to talk about what happened? And I'm not talking about Hillary's book. What happened? Trump cut a deal with Democrats to pay for hurricane damage relief and subsequently raised the debt ceiling without, quote, and I'm not sure this is true, getting anything in return except the avoidance of a government shutdown. Did he sell out, or was this a logical act and part of what he's doing? First of all, I don't care, and most people don't care about the government shutdown. I don't care, and most people don't care about this collaboration with China effort. And unfortunately, I mean, a collaboration with Russia effort. And unfortunately, we're going to have to deal with this because Robert Mueller has his sights set on Donald Trump. There's no doubt about it. And where the focus should be, and I'm trying not to lose my focus here, on incriminating and indicting James Comey. Let me be the first to tell you here, it's not going to happen. It might be happening if Trump didn't fire him. But they, you know, you've got all these circumstances, many of these problems that have been created by Trump himself. But if Comey were in office, he would be indictable now. Let's think about this. He's a private citizen. He won't be responsible legally, I believe this, for his crimes. I don't know what they can indict him on. When they gave that information to make public to what a sleazy thing to do to his Georgetown professor friend the material supposedly was deemed unclassified. But will we ever know the truth? We, the public, the people who support our congressmen, our politicians, I don't know. And it's bad on both sides. And I'm going to get into the Trump, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer triangle here. And I don't think you can define it as triangulation yet. But Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury of the Secretary, I mean, here's where I just can't believe the absolute and utter total stupidity of people who think they're holier than thou. He may be a good Treasury of the Finance Treasury. I'm sure he is. He's smart. I think he's a billionaire. And he gets married, and he takes, prior to getting married, and he's a Republican, he's with Trump, he takes his fiancée to Fort Knox in Louisville, Virginia, and Fort Knox to stand on a mountain to look at the eclipse. And he does it at government expense, at the people's expense, $25,000 an hour for a plane. And then he goes on his honeymoon. Where did he go? He went to France, Italy, England, I think, an extravagant honeymoon at taxpayers' expense, $25,000 an hour. What the hell is going on?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, folks. I'm Dinesh D'Souza. I made the movie 2016, Obama's America, also the movie America, Imagine a World Without Her. My latest film is Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. I'm a big fan of Stu Taylor, love being on his show.
All right, we're back, and I just want to finish that little bit here on Steve Mnuchin, our Treasury Secretary. What gall, what chutzpah. And you know what the reason they came back, the Treasury Department came back and said, well, he has vital equipment on his plane, and he has to be in constant access. Not true. A lie. If you check, and I don't know who you check with, but I heard it from several sources that Secretary of Defense, all of these other key people, Homeland Security, I wish we could get that filled, they have to have constant access. Steve Mnuchin doesn't. $25,000 an hour. I don't know how many hours his honeymoon took traveling to Europe and then to, and prior to that, Kentucky, to impress his wife, his now wife. It's disgraceful. It's politicians don't care, because there's got to be some PR person who said, I mean, it doesn't take a genius of a PR person. Don't do this. The optics are really bad. Trump administration. Not Trump. He can't be responsible for every little thing. I don't know if it's Kelly or who it would be. Don't do this. The optics are bad. So I don't want to throw them all into a handbasket of deplorables. Thank you, Hillary Clinton, for blowing the election on that. If they had to pick out one single thing, I think that might have done it. But politicians are so spoiled and so egocentric and so full of themselves. They could do anything they want, and they know it. And once in a while, there's an example set up just to show that we're fair and balanced. Bob Menendez in New Jersey, I don't know whether he's going away for a prison term or not. Which reminds me, I saw it on the news yesterday. Former governor of Illinois, Rob Blagojevich, is making $8 an hour. He's now given him two floors at the prison to clean the floors. And he served 5 years of a 14-year sentence. Now, I found that guy, honest to God, amusing. I interviewed him after he wrote his book just prior to being sentenced for prison. And do you know that after my interview, I'm not kidding you, I'll never forget it, he stayed on the phone with me for 20, it happened to be the last interview of the show, he stayed on the phone with me for 20 minutes. He didn't want to hang up. to proclaim his innocence. Stu, I wasn't guilty. Stu, this is what happened. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, is a character. Rob Blagojevich. I'd almost like to see him let go. You know, accused of selling his seat. I don't even care because Chicago was such a pit anyway for politicians. We, you know, some things I just don't even care about. And some things I do. The death of Eric Bolling's son. It's really been bothering me. Okay, Trump, the deal last night, what was it about? Did he sell out? How many options does he have? And did he use... Is he throwing everything into a state of chaos? So you have to consider these options. I think when you look at them, he is so fed up with the ineptitude of the Republicans for failing to repeal and replace Obamacare or do much else with their majorities in the House and Senate, other than to concoct new excuses for their failures. Now, the debt ceiling is probably going to give Trump a little wiggle room here to demand concessions from Democrats. He leaves everybody in a state of suspended animation because you don't know what he's going to do next. Whether it means coming out with dumb, idiotic tweets, firing someone close to him in the administration, changing positions in 24 hours. How do you solve that enigma? I mean, he's a good version of Kim Jong-un. Well, you don't know what his... Well, you do know much more about his predictability. He's pretty consistent when it comes to cowboy movies, Dennis Rodman, liquor being imported, and prostitutes coming in from all over the East. Some might say not a bad gig. So the danger here is that Democrats... They may not feel the need to compromise. They may have been basing it on the past two dinners, and they feel if they can help turn Trump, I don't think they're going to do it. Let me rephrase that. If Trump can turn against the Republican Party, they're going to believe they can win concessions from the president because he doesn't have an ideological core. Say it again. I've said it 100 times on this show. I'm just going to keep saying it. The Republicans have got to get rid of Paul Ryan. They've got to get rid of Mitch McConnell. They're do-nothings. They're obstructionists. They haven't broken the law. They represent the Republican Party in name only, and they do nothing for the American people. And they've caused problems in this administration from inhibiting Donald Trump to go on and fulfill his objectives. Or maybe Trump is just looking to embarrass Republicans enough to force them to unify and pass a true agenda. How far will he go? He'd go further than anybody else, I can tell you that. It used to be, let's get lower taxes, smaller government, and reduce the debt through less spending. There's a key right now. Now it's going to be achieving that through more spending, less debt, and economic growth. I'm not. I just can't see a cooperative move, especially on the part of Democrats who they need. Do they need them? I guess so. I mean, there's still the filibuster and the nuclear option, but there's no cohesion, and you can always be sure of the defections of 6 or 8 Republicans, and that tips the scales. Then there's the concern about a primary challenge next year. And what I hope takes place is all the moderates are thrown out of office and the conservatives are put back in place. How many of these politicians have lived up to their campaign promises, both on a national level and with their basic constituency from these states? How many Republicans could be elected on a platform of, I accomplished nothing and opposed the president? All right, we're coming back. This is Stu Taylor.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Jim Rogers. I'm an international investor. I just did Stu Taylor's show, and he has very good questions and has very good insight.
Gee-whee.
All right, we're back, and utilizing Skype overseas here, we're joined by P.J. Allen, directly from Portugal. And I was just saying to P.J. and to Laurie, do a lot of worldwide interviews. I don't recall one from Portugal, so I'm never going to forget P.J. Allen. And hopefully I won't forget her book, Dead Reckoning in Frederick. I love that title. Sounds like an old Western movie. It's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Welcome from the great country of Portugal. It's great to have you on, PJ.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be on.
Okay, you've got an interesting book here. I'm trying to make the connection, and maybe there's none. Have you lived in the United States? What's the connection talking about the Civil War and being from Portugal and writing this book?
Right now, we have a house in Frederick, Maryland. My husband is the country director for the Peace Corps country director for Thailand. And we are taking a vacation right now. This is our third vacation to Porto, Portugal.
Okay.
So the book is about Frederick, Maryland, and Frederick was very much involved in the Civil War.
All right, talk about it. What is it because of your residence in Frederickson that spurred you to, Frederick that spurred you to write this book?
Yes, to a certain degree. I came up with the plot, which I don't want to reveal, of course. But it fit in nicely with the history of Frederick having experienced the Civil War. They have a Museum of Civil War Medicine there, for example, which is just fascinating. And there are a lot of ghosts that supposedly remain from the Civil War, and especially in that hospital, in that museum, which was the morgue. One of the morgues that was used in the Civil War. So there's a lot of intertwining with the present, with social issues from the present day and the past, especially the Civil War.
All right, lots of stories, all of them filled with pain, but lots of stories about the Civil War. A curiosity here for those who past a certain age. It seems like the younger people today aren't even concerned with any of this. But what made this particular book, this particular incident, stand out from others of the Civil War? What really is the highlight of this?
It's about a paranormal team that works from Frederick, but works all over Maryland. And they are called to service by the foundation that takes care of historic sites, buildings, and homes. And their historic homes and buildings are starting to fall apart, and they don't know why. And they are experiencing a lot of paranormal activity. And so while it may seem strange that they would go the paranormal route, they have tried everything else. So they decide, well, even though many will think this is kooky, we're going to call in this team to take a look.
Well, what's the origin of this, of the thoughts for your book here? I mean, how did this come about?
Again, it's a very prominent social issue that is occurring now throughout the world. And it wraps around to what was going on in the Civil War era as well and before. So we have a lot of messages that the ghosts, the spirits, are trying to convey to the team, and they continue to try to figure out what those messages are. And as they dig deeper and deeper, they start to realize that in reality, there's a lot that's going on among pillars of Frederick, people that they respect, that may be actually involved in some unscrupulous activity.
How would you define the demographic for the book?
Oh, it could be 15 and above. Anybody that, of that age and above.
All right. So to talk about a few of the, obviously summarize it because you don't have time to go into great detail. Plus, you don't want to give away too much from the book. A few plots that you think are key in the book that would attract interest.
Well, the first plot, of course, is that the main character, Kayla Dunn, is the photographer for the team, and she actually does darkroom photography, so she has the negatives because the team was being called out as saying that they were photoshopping and stuff like that. So she was hired to accompany them, and her hero in grade school was Dorothea Lange, who was a famous photographer during the Dust Bowl era. And she has that iconic photo of the woman with the child, or two children, I guess, from California. And so she was able to make a big social difference, Dorothea Lange. And so ever since Kayla was in grade school, she wanted to become a photographer. So she's the one who goes after this with a real energy in terms of, you know, constantly developing her photos and looking for anything, any clue. And at the same time that she's working on this project, which has just begun, she is jogging in Baker Park, which is quite famous in Frederick, and she comes across the body of a young teenage girl in Carroll Creek. And so, of course, she's upset by this. Enters McMucci, a detective who starts to work with the team once he sees that there's actually some non-paranormal activities that they might have uncovered.
Did you do any research on the Civil War before writing this book?
Absolutely. I did lots of research. I always do research for my books. It's always a mix of fiction and fact. And I like to bring the reader along through that kind of stream of thinking so that they know that there's a fictional context, but that there's also a factual context. And so, yes, there's a lot of reference to people in the Civil War who were heroes who helped others.
Since you brought that up, just a side issue here, what is your perspective about tearing down all those Confederate statues down there and Robert Lee and all of the others? My own personal opinion is you're wiping out a lot of our culture and history, regardless of how you feel. I think it's disgraceful.
Yeah, no, I think that statues should be put up for people who have helped to bring the country together, who have fought not necessarily militaristically, but who have done great things for the United States and for making the country stronger together with people from all over, from all cultures.
Well, is there a message or two you'd like people to take from the book? It really wasn't written with that in mind.
With what in mind, sorry?
Delivering a message to anyone who reads it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the message is that people should respect the integrity and sanctity of others, and that all of us are responsible for our choices, and all of us usually do the right thing if we're paying attention to the events around us, and if we stay well informed.
What was the most difficult part of it, the most challenging part of writing this book?
I think finding a way to keep the reader engaged throughout the book without giving away the plot too early. And of course, one of the things I like to do most is to have a great ending. So all my books, I work really hard to have a good ending, because I've read numerous books where I feel a little bit disappointed at the end. And I think this one has a great ending.
Yeah, it's like going to a movie. You leave with nothing and you feel nothing when you're walking out.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. Do you intend to write any follow-up books on this topic?
Yeah, the team receives a lot of praise, and so they're suddenly in high demand. So the next one I'm working on with a working title is called A Thai Haunting at Harvard Square.
Okay, yeah, interesting title. What's been the reaction to the book?
Well, it's just come out, so
okay. Let me jump away from that and ask you, Which was more difficult, developing the characters or writing the plot?
Writing the plot. I have a good sense of character. And I, in fact, when I put my book down for a while, I feel like my characters are kind of hanging there like puppets on strings waiting for me to get back to them. So I enjoy very much developing characters.
Anything you'd like to add and what is less than a minute to go here?
For those readers who are interested in historical fiction, who have a penchant for Civil War actions and history, and who might be a little bit attracted to the paranormal, I think that this is a great read. It's a thriller, a mystery, and very suspenseful.
All right, the name of the book is Dead Reckoning in Frederick. It's published by Author House, and it's written by a very talented writer, P.J. Allen. Thanks so much for joining us from Portugal. It's been great having you on.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
847-6533. 800-547-6533.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
Hi, this is Peter Schweitzer, author of Clinton Cash, and I was just on the radio with Stu Taylor, one of the best talk show hosts in America.
Mornings just fly by here, don't they? Wow. And as we open up with our last segment, joining us is Feather Red Fox, the author of Rose Crone Guide, an interactive adventure in living beyond the possible phone. Another great title. It just kind of grabs you. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Feather Red Fox, welcome. Great to have you on. Explain that title and the Rose Crone Guide.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. It's my pleasure. So often the word crone has had a very negative connotation in our world, and I'm an older woman now. I'm a crone, so I wanted to write something that would be of help and appeal to the older woman. I'm a great believer in living beyond the possible, so this is really an interactive adventure. It is something where people use it almost as a manual and a workbook to figure out who they are, what their dreams are for the future, and how to go about getting them.
Did you derive the conclusions you put forth in the book from your own experience, from the experience of others, or just kind of a collective mix of experiences you've had in your life?
Well, I suppose it's a collective mix. Nothing ever happens that isn't influenced by our own lives. I'm a shaman, so I work a great deal with spirits from the other worlds as my guides. They give me a lot of information, and they certainly were a huge help in writing this book. My own experiences in life, yes. Everything that happens to me has the potential to be a lesson. I don't always want to learn those lessons, but once I've gone through a thing, then I'm able to kind of look at it and see what it has to say that would be of help to other people. And so the book is, in essence, a compilation of a lot of those experiences, as well as reading of women's history and learning what happened to women in this world.
What did you learn from writing this book, Feather?
Oh, gosh. I suppose, in a way, it made everything come together. It helped me see life all as part of a piece. And I learned that, as an older woman, I don't have to sit in a rocking chair and sip my tea. I can have my own concept of who I am, not what somebody else has told me that I have to be. I don't have to live up to the commercials of the terrible mother-in-law or the ancient person who isn't capable of doing anything anymore, because that's just not true.
Did you have difficulty writing the title for the book? Because I'd like you to explain the last part of the title, Beyond the Possible Phone. I think I got it, but I want you to elaborate.
I think we are born and raised in a culture that tells us this is possible and that's possible. It's a rational assessment of everything. However, I have learned in my own life and in writing the book, I suppose, as well, that many things are beyond the possible. You know, for a long time, we thought the world was flat. But then we learned, no, it's not flat. So an awful lot of what we are able to do with our lives has to do with the strength of our intentions and the clarity of our intention and how much work we're willing to put into it. I'm a great believer in the magic of intention. So for me, just the intention to write the book and then being able to actually complete it was proof to me that you really can live beyond the possible in many ways. So I wanted to share that with other women. How do you do that? And I have a lot of exercises, a lot of things that help people. And the book can be read by men, too. I actually gave a copy to a friend, and she said, oh, my husband wants to read the book before I get to read the book. Because there's a section in it about calling in the men and being able to collaborate with men instead of women and men being at odds with one another and always in competition. It's about learning how to collaborate. We each have different strengths that we bring to life. We have ration, which is part of our masculine energy, whether we're a woman or a man. And then we also have intuition. And that's the more feminine kind of energy. So the book talks a lot about all of that as well and has some practical ideas about how to plan to do the impossible. How do you go about that? It actually has a spiritual business plan included in it that we work on together.
Sounds great. Sounds like you've written a very comprehensive, meaningful book for a lot of people. The name of it is Rose Crone Guide, An Interactive Adventure in Living Beyond the Possible Phone. Our delightful guest, Feather Red Fox, publisher, Fulton Books. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And thank you. It was my pleasure as well.
All right, we move along. And, I mean, it's been a show that's been kind of chopped up here with assessments of Trump's meeting with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi last night and the dinner. I'm sure when they had dinner, he sat down and he said, you're going to have the meatloaf. And then he ordered a steak. Supposedly the people who have dinner with him say that's what he does. He has everyone else eat meatloaf and he eats steak. Just another interesting little idiosyncrasy about Commander-in-Chief. How about that the team of Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell working with Trump, how would that change the destiny of the party and the complexion and makeup, especially in what I consider not only the inner Republican fight, but the inner Democrat fight, because there are certainly different factions of that party as well. And you got the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren faction. We already know what's going on in the Republican Party. Just total confusion. If only Obamacare had been repealed and replaced, this administration would be off and running and would have moved on to tax cuts and real tax reform. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. We hear this stuff every day. You're hearing it again right here. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening. Get back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.